Experts at a public-private dialogue stressed the need for resilient internet infrastructure to achieve Pakistan's ambitious IT export targets, highlighting modern technology and alternative connectivity options as key enablers. The Sustainable Development Policy Institute, SDPI, hosted its 69th study group on information technology and telecommunication under the theme Preserving the Lifeline of Our Modern World, Strengthening the Internet Resilience in Pakistan, according to a press release. Brigadier R. Muhammad Yashin, Senior Advisor Emeritus at SDPI, chaired the session, underscoring the unacceptable state of Pakistan's internet performance. Sluggish speeds and frequent disruptions are taking a toll on businesses, education, healthcare, and governance, he remarked. Pakistan ranks 100th out of 111 nations for mobile internet speed and 141st out of 158 for broadband, according to a recent Oklahoma Internet Speed Test report. Dr. Abid Khayyam Suleri, Executive Director of SDPI, called for a comprehensive strategy to regulate internet technology without compromising connectivity. We must learn from countries like China, UAE, and Saudi Arabia, which balance security risks with seamless internet access, he said. Jahanza Brahim, Member, Telecom, Ministry of IT and Telecommunication, highlighted Pakistan's over-reliance on submarine cables and emphasized diversifying connectivity through terrestrial links and orbital satellites. Collaboration between industry, policymakers, and academia is vital for sustainable growth, he noted, urging SDPI to lead a charter for business practices independent of political shifts. Rahim also highlighted progress in fiber optic deployment, reporting the installation of 23,000 kilometers of cables connecting 4 million households in 2023. However, Pakistan's optical fiber manufacturing capacity of 120,000 kilometers remains underutilized. Scaling up this capacity is critical to meeting future demands, he said. Pakistan's strategic location as a gateway to major population centers was likened by Rahim to the next Suez Canal or digital corridor of the world. However, he lamented the telecom sector's low contribution to GDP, currently at just 1%. Dr. Muhammad Mukarram Khan, Director General of Cyber Vigilance at the Pakistan Telecommunication Authority, warned that cyber attacks and sabotage exacerbate connectivity challenges. Internet disruptions should be a last resort, as they erode trust among citizens and businesses, he said, urging readiness and modernized infrastructure. Parvez Iftihar, an international ICT consultant, recommended diversification through terrestrial links with China, Central Asia, and Afghanistan, alongside enhanced satellite backups to mitigate rural connectivity challenges. He identified Pakistan's dependence on undersea cables, all landing in Karachi, as a critical vulnerability.